Let faith, hope, and love abide, and the greatest of these is love. Amen. I remember the first time I got my children ready for sleepaway camp. During the weeks before, it was all excitement about the new shorts and the new bathing suits and putting their name labels on everything and going over the packing list. But as the day drew closer and we laid out everything on the beds and began to pack, the questions began. Will I be able to call you? What if I don't like the food? What if we get separated? How will I know what to do or where to go? And what if I get scared? Fear had entered in. And I remember saying over and over again, you will be fine. You are very brave. And you know what to do. And you will help each other. You're going to meet new people and have so much fun, and you will have your counselors to talk to and to help you. You are so ready for this new adventure. They weren't so sure. Helping them pack for college was the scene in reverse. They were calm and thoughtful, while I babbled away with, you're going to have such an amazing time. Remember everything we've gone over. And you know, you can always call. And I'm here if you need me. And you don't ever have to feel alone. I'm not that far away. Please call me at least once a week so I can hear your voice. And don't worry. It's going to be great. You are so ready for this new beginning, this new stage of life. This time, the fear was mine. Perhaps the most painful scenario of this type is not one that I have experienced directly, but I have witnessed. A young mother dying of cancer says to her crying child, I will be with you always. When you miss me, look up at the stars, and I will be looking down at you, filling you with love. I will always, always love you. And as you sleep, I will be watching over you. And when the child cries and says, you can't go, I can't go on without you. The young mother says, yes, you can. You will grow strong and you will live and love and share it all with me in your heart. You will never feel ready, my love. But you are. She pours all the love she has into that child, praying it will be enough. Reading from the Gospel of John today is part of what scholars call Jesus' farewell discourse, in which he is preparing the disciples for the time when he will leave them. And last week, we heard Jesus say, do not let your hearts be troubled. But they are troubled. And Thomas objects and says, we don't know where you are going. We do not know the way. And Jesus responds with, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then Philip chimes in and says, just show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And Jesus says, I think with a loving smile, have we been together all this time, Philip? And you still do not know me. If you know me, you know the Father. How human this is. Our fears and anxieties wipe out all that we have seen and known. The fears and anxieties of Thomas and Philip blot out for a time everything they have witnessed, the wonders, signs, miracles, the healing, the exorcisms, and all those conversations and meals. All that slips away as their anxiety rises. We do that too. We let our fears and anxieties get the better of us. We let our fear allow us to blame others for this virus, to let our worry give in to despair, to push aside the love we have known, the love of God we have seen working in our lives. We fear the unknown. The disciples begin to get it. Jesus is going away, and nothing will be the same. They forget, they question, they demand, how can this be? How can you let this happen? We cannot manage without you. We don't know enough. We can't do what you do. And Jesus says, yes, you can. Believe in me. Love me as I have loved you. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these. You are ready. I will not leave you orphaned. The Holy Spirit will come to you in my name to love you, guide you, to be your advocate, to walk beside you always. Listen to me. You are not alone. Jesus patiently pours love back into their hearts. The collect for today asks Jesus to pour love into our hearts, that we may love in all things and above all things. Something is happening. We know that. Like the disciples, we sense a shift. We don't feel like we know the way. We don't know what to expect from one day to the next. And yet, love is here. We know that too. Jesus tells us that he is in the Father, and we are in him. Love is here, and we are one. We are asked to trust that love, to love that love. Maybe to love harder than we have ever loved before, so we will be ready for what's next. We are without our anchors, the dark beauty of the chapel, the sun shooting through the stained glass of the church, the familiar procession and choir and order of service, and the intimacy of communion. All that has passed and is out of reach for the time. Nothing is the same. Life is so uncertain. And yet, life has always been uncertain. Can we know how camp will be that first time before we get there? Or that the clothes we brought won't ever be worn because they no longer fit who we are? Can we know how college might change us before we experience it? How could we have known that the things we thought were so important just aren't anymore? And can we ever be ready for the death of a loved one? No, not ever. Life has always been uncertain. Stepping out tentatively into an uncertain world, however, offers us as Christians, as church people, opportunities to rediscover what really matters. We can fall in love again with one another and with God. Psalm 66, verse 7, bless our God, you peoples. Make the voice of his praise be heard. We can, you know, fall in love with God. Now, you can keep it a secret if you prefer, but Peter and Paul would have you shout it from the rooftops. To fall in love with God is to step out into the unknown. To fall in love with God is to let God pour love into your heart and fill your soul with energy and light. It is a gift from God, but a choice you make to accept it. Every morning, you can remember that you have fallen in love with God. You can smile and let your heart quicken. You can feel fear and anxiety drain away. I think falling in love with God is how we can get ready for an unknown future. A future that will require more love than we have ever known. Just like the disciples. Pedro Arrupe was a Jesuit priest born in the Basque country of Spain, and he served as a missionary in Japan for 27 years. He wrote this poem. Fall in love. Stay in love. It will decide everything. Nothing is more practical than finding God, that is, falling in love in a quite absolute way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you will do with your evenings, what you read, what you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. We are being readied for a future beyond our imagining. What better way to step out into that future than to fall in love with God? Amen.